Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, The Rise of the Micro Brands. All right, so for today, we are having our special guest, Cassandra Craven from Helium 10, social media expert, I should say. And we're going to be talking to you about the updates and new features, everything that's happening 2021. So, Kelsey, where are you, sir?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you? Good.
I'm doing fine. Wow. New orange. New orange bubbles.
I know. We're changing things up a little bit. We got these little bubbles here. Thought I'd make it pop a little bit, as Cassandra said. So, we got Tom here. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Ooh, Andrew. Nice. Ethiopia again. Oh, geez.
That's our pilot, Andrew.
Faye, Merrill.
Hey, Faye. Hello, Merrill. Welcome, welcome, everyone. All right. So, if you're new, obviously, guys, we want you to join the community. Beard Nation is right here. So, that's where all we got advice, opinions, questions, polls, anything about the show that we need to update you guys on. It all goes there. You can talk to the experts on the show there too as well. And we got a little community. It's great.
It's all good. And, yeah. You know, one of the most pressing questions in the community right now is, should Kelsey grow his mustache back?
I don't think that's finding.
No? I thought that was one of the, you said it was one of the pressing things.
Yeah.
All right. So just please remember to smash those like buttons or subscribe, ring bells, whatever Kelsey tells you to do. And also, it's going to be a really great show today. So if you can tag somebody or get them in to listen live, it would be great. Cassandra's always great for just a ton of knowledge. So, and let's see. So Simon, welcome. Marina, welcome. Mark, welcome back. Rad, Simon. Oh, and we should talk about, let's get Cassandra to talk about it. So, okay. Kelsey, you've done your job.
All right.
All right. Bye, everyone. All right. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, enjoy the show, and welcome Miss Craven.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
We're Craven, Miss Craven.
I bet you haven't heard that before. I need to copyright it. I'm sure I need to get my whole, you know, my clothing line out. I'm sure there's a whole opportunity out there that I'm missing.
There we go.
How are you, Norm?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Happy Wednesday.
And happy Wednesday to you. Wow, there was a major shakeup last night, huh? With Jeff Bezos stepping down.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I was like, what happened to Twitter? For a minute. I know. And we're getting so many comments on the Helium 10 community talking about what the future has in store for him. I didn't see that coming, though. Did you, Norm?
That was news. Actually, Tim Jordan, I think it was Tim. Somebody pinged me and said, oh, did you hear about Jeff Bezos? And it was like, what are you talking about? So, yeah. It was in left field. I had no idea.
I'm sure they've known for a long time coming. I was reading, CEO since 1994. And I'm sure after a year like 2020, I'd probably want to, take it a little easier and focus on some other projects too. So,
yeah. But when you got $1 trillion to spend, who knows?
You never know. You're right, though. Big shakeup. Didn't see that coming, but I'm sure he's been plotting it out for quite some time.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And who knows? We might have a podcast about it. But
if you get Jeff Bezos on this podcast, I will definitely be one of the first to watch.
That's not going to happen. But I think if I dressed up like Halloween and I was about 100 pounds, less, I could shave the beard. I could pull off a Jeff Bezos.
I think you could. I think, I don't doubt that. We do have Norm. I don't think you've ever been to Helium 10 HQ, but you haven't. You've gotten.
No.
Area. We do have a life-size cutout of Jeff Bezos for photo ops if you ever do come by. So, I mean, that's kind of my incentive to get out of quarantine life just for those pictures alone.
Oh, yeah, there we go. So now I have to go.
If for anything, if that.
So why don't we talk? We have a bit of a giveaway today, and why don't we talk about that? So we'll talk about it now. We'll talk about halfway through, and then at the end, just to give people time to get one of the giveaways.
Ooh, exciting. Yes, we've got a couple of Helium 10 t-shirts. Now, I saw some people in the comments that we were gearing up that may have been previous winners from other live chats with, you know, Tim Jordan on AMPM or Helium 10. But definitely, we've got some options for you. So if you get picked again, we can send out some special stuff to you. So, but it's two t-shirts. Otherwise, if you, okay. You know, if you're a recurring winner, we can pivot and do something new. But otherwise, two Helium 10 t-shirts from the spring collection.
There we go.
Coming up in 2021.
All right. Very good. Okay. So let's dive into this. What is going on?
Before we jump into that. Well, how do they enter?
Kelsey.
So we're going to do hashtag, because we have, you mentioned it, Norm, hashtag craven. That'll be the hashtag to join in. So hashtag craven in the comments. Craven.
There we go.
And yeah, well, that'll get you entered for one of two Helium 10 t-shirts.
All right. Very good. Okay. So now, unless Kelsey's going to rudely interrupt me again. But anyways, let's talk about social media. What are some big changes in 2021?
Okay, so speaking of things we didn't see coming, you know, in 2019 and early 2020, we were up in the club, and that was a nightclub. But now, we're up in Clubhouse.
Yes.
Are you a Clubhouser, Norm?
I'm a Clubhouser.
You're in the club?
I am in the club.
I have to say, I think this really took off, like, just on fire overnight. It's like it ignited, and it was all these celebrities coming on board. I don't think any of us could have planned or pivoted for it. I always keep, you know, very abreast to all the social media trends and what's coming out in 2021 and all that. And Clubhouse was not on that list, and it just caught fire, and I am so impressed to see the engagement around it and the following that people, you know, that everyone's using it, from rappers to entrepreneurs and, you know, influencers. It's a huge deal. And I think that more brands are going to start jumping on it. We have our experts, our team of Helium 10 experts, who are often seen in Clubhouse live chats and streaming and chatting with everyone, especially, what was it on Sunday? I don't know if you caught it, Norm. Elon Musk was hopping in. So
yeah.
Did you partake?
No. 10 o'clock, I'm having warm milk and going to bed.
Me too. I'm right there with you. He needs like an early bird special for us. But I think that the connectivity is so exciting to see, that there's this streamline to these huge names, these innovators, these entrepreneurs, that is unlike anything else. And I think especially with, maybe we're kind of going through this, you know, live chat, live stream, I don't want to say burnout, but, you know, it's a different type of chat. It's a different type of connection. You're not looking at people. You don't have to get, you know, glammed up like you and I, Norm. You know, this is our regular routine. You know, you can be kind of laying in bed and share your thoughts. And I think it lowers inhibitions. I think people are more raw and real. And I can only see that growing in 2021, especially as, you know, more people are still working from home and networking in person is limited. So I see that only going bigger and better moving into the year.
Yeah, it's definitely working its way out, you know, trying to figure out what it is. And like at the very beginning, this is crazy, around Christmas, Isabella Hamilton, Paul Barron, yep, Rich Goldstein, and myself were about the only four people on Clubhouse that I knew of.
Trailblazer. You're a trailblazer.
Well, we never, like, it was all Paul. Like Paul said, have you heard of this? No. And then, like, Paul's on it 24/7.
Paul's amazing.
It is a time suck. That's the thing. But
I've heard, yeah.
It is a time suck. But yeah. For brands, and this is where I want to take this, is right now you got a lot of people talking about courses. You got a lot of people talking about e-com. You've got a lot of new people that are trying to get in and understand, you know, how they can get into Amazon or e-com. But where it's going, I think I can see where if I'm in the pet niche and I'm selling bully sticks and I want to build a community of dog lovers, I will do that.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can bring, like, even with this, the way that we're going to be doing our podcasts are, we'll be talking like we are today, and then going over to Clubhouse and having an interaction back and forth with the group. So we'll have the three people that were on over the week and then just talk, you know, just have a Clubhouse. And then that way you can have that interaction, which it's nice here with the comments. A lot of people don't want to come on live, you know, but with Clubhouse, it makes it so easy. And I will say one other thing about Clubhouse. We did a Clubhouse 101 last week, and Colin Campbell was on, and he was he's the owner of Dot Club. And he was talking about how clubs have just taken off, how brands are buying the Dot Clubs, how brands are buying keywords. Because a Dot Club almost, on Google, it become number one very quickly. You point that over to your club, you know, and that can, you know, help you out with rankings. But the other part to this is getting your Dot Club so you can have a club registered for your brand. So it might, it might be, you know, whatever, Bob's Bully Sticks Dot Club, and you register Bob's Bully Sticks Club or Pet or whatever, then you can start talking and you have it already set. It's, for me, it takes a look, and this is quite interesting because I had no idea a social media platform could make such a shift in the domain structure from .com to a .club. It's amazing.
Like, it really is.
It's in Forbes right now talking about it. It's, what was the other? It was in the, was it, the Wall Street? It was in, anyways, it was in another paper. It was also, I'm not sure if it was Reuters, but I've read a couple of articles just talking about the Dot Club explosion because of Clubhouse. Anyway, I think that is definitely the focus of this year, and it's exploded. It has absolutely exploded. But how do you get around the time suck? I don't know.
I mean, you know, and especially when it's something so engaging, or, you know, you're working and you have it on in the background, you're kind of, you know, dipping in and out and talking. I mean, hey, time, that's what, something we all have to kind of, time management on our own. But I will say, you know, you're talking to me, you know, Forbes, and we're, you know, it's revolutionizing things. And what I still find really impressive about Clubhouse, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs and, you know, Amazon sellers in our space can relate to this, they're still relatively a small team. It's not like Facebook. It's not huge. This isn't some big, you know, conglomerate that we've got going on there. And that's also what I feel like is interesting. And it seems like they're still rolling out new features. They're still, this is not, I think, all it has to offer. I think there's already a game plan for the future for more innovative, more trailblazing, unique features. So I'm really looking forward to see what they have in store for us. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing them grow, because I think it's going to be an interesting case study, if you will, for the social media age in 2021, definitely. And the exclusivity, I have to say, that was kind of a genius marketing plan there. You know, I know that some people who are on Androids don't have functionality for it yet. But, you know, everyone wants to be in the exclusivity in the club and have this, you know, this inside track to certain people and certain knowledge and things like that. And I just think that is such a genius brand marketing tactic that they use. So especially for a small startup.
Yeah. The other thing I've noticed there is, now I don't know where this is going to go. I have never heard it talked about, but I feel that companies, if this explodes the way that I think it's going to explode, will hire brand ambassadors, marketing team to be on Clubhouse and just be that brand ambassador talking about the brand. And I don't know if, and for you that don't know, when you join Clubhouse, you can start a room. And it doesn't matter. And the other thing that's important too, is it doesn't matter how many people you follow. You know, you could have, I know some people want to go, oh, I'm following 1,000 people on, or I've got 100,000 followers and I'm following 100 people.
Right.
Oh, looks Great cool. Show. You know, so, but with Clubhouse, you can go out and it could be, you know, 10,000 and 12,000. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. What it's doing is you're showing you're engaging with it. I don't know anything about the algorithm. And as this starts to develop, yeah. we will know. But I feel is that if I can hire somebody that knows my brand and knows what we're all about and knows the culture of my company and get them onto Clubhouse, this is like the beginning of .com. This is like the beginning of Facebook. You're in as an early adapter.
Yep.
Or adopter. 100%
adopter. Yeah, whatever. No, I 100% agree with you. And it's I love that you also made that analogy because I often think of like the .com boom, even though I was so young, Norm, when that happened.
You weren't even born.
No, oh I gosh. Watched, I love the 90s and I got the recap, but I always think of, you know, social media. I look for that. I see that that same game kind of replayed or those same instances. And I like that you made the same parallels because I'm always thinking in the same thought space. So, Norm, we're just so, you know, we're right here, Norm. We get each
right,
other.
Right there.
We're right. Exactly. Oh, man. Norm, I am going to say something that I saw someone talking about, like Instagram Reels. They put up the chat, you know, something that I'm actually really surprised by. Again, a lot of these, we didn't come prepared. We didn't know what was going to happen in 2021. Not sure if you've seen on your brand pages, but Facebook is actually getting rid of Facebook Stories. Have you seen that? The pop-up come up on yours?
Kelsey?
Breaking news. Are you on?
I haven't heard anything about this yet, actually.
Yeah, there. I've gotten a reminder that as of a certain date in February, I'll have to double check that. I'll put it in the comments after this that, yeah, they're getting rid of Facebook Stories and it's only going to live on Instagram now. And I think that's an interesting play. I wasn't expecting from them, especially with so much content geared for that, those dimensions, those sizes that quick see it in your feed at the top. So I'm a little surprised they're doing that. And I wonder what the long game is on that.
Why?
Yeah, for me, I always gravitate towards Instagram Stories.
Same.
I don't know if it's just maybe my demographic or overall, like if people are using Facebook Stories as much as Instagram.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never really gone to Facebook and be like, oh, I've got to post a story on there. But like, I'll post on Instagram for sure. But exactly. Yeah, that's interesting though.
Yeah, I'll definitely send some more information along to, you know, all of our inquiring viewers. No, but I think that Kelsey's very right. Instagram Stories, and I know like Twitter released Fleets recently. There's LinkedIn Stories through the app. So that's interesting. What I did like Facebook Stories for is I think it may have hit a certain demographic of people. So that's always good. You know, maybe you're kind of losing out on that engagement now. But I do like that when you posted a Facebook story, you could get like a little preview of what it is at the top. And so you kind of know what you're in store for, or, you know, you see that you're like, wait, what's going on there? What did she post? What did this brand post? So I'm interested to see if anything changes or if they have something new planned for how they're going to be integrating that type of content moving forward. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as well.
Yeah, there's so many different changes going on right now. Like you know, you were talking about Twitter now trying to compete. Yeah. You've got LinkedIn Stories, you know. I'm wondering about spending time on social media. So right now we have a variety of social media outlets that we work with. We have a variety of different things we have to do. Kelsey puts things in front of me that I got to do. Oh, you got to do this on Monday. You got to do. I'm sitting there. Wow, it takes a lot of time. But at the end of the day, we're hoping content pays off, and you know we get the we can build the community that we want to do or build.
Right.
But what do you recommend for the average person, the average brand? Should they spread out and do everything, or should they just concentrate on one or two?
I know it's exhausting, the thought, right?
It is.
Especially when you're a new brand. You know, I've always said, you know, you want to test things out. You want to see if certain content resonates with certain audiences on different platforms. But some social channels, it's so much harder to grow and engage than others. I think something that was noted recently I was reading like in Social Media Today or, you know, one of the publications that we often reference, TikTok. I mean, the barrier to entry and, you know, engagement, and it's such a high likelihood for virality. And so more brands are pivoting there. Anyone can go viral. And I think that's what makes it exciting. You're almost kind of like, is this going to be the TikTok? Even for average people, is this going to be the TikTok that, you know, makes me TikTok famous or, mm-hmm. you know, goes viral and becomes a hit? So, and that can spearhead so much more. Whereas we always talk about Instagram and their algorithms being so much more difficult, or, you know, it's not, you know, it's out of sync with when it was actually posted. Something can get posted at 8 a.m. and you don't see it till 8 p.m. Or you see recurring content. So there's some platforms like Instagram, I think, makes it a little more difficult to go viral or really catch fire, if you will, and get that engagement. Whereas TikTok is a lower barrier to entry. I think Twitter has that possibility as well. But I've noticed over the years, I think it was easier to go viral on Twitter in like early, I don't want to say early 2000s, but maybe like 2011, 12, especially when that was like a very mainstay initiative with a lot of like television networks. You know, you would tweet, you know, tweet in your thoughts and we'll put you on the scroll along the bottom. Now I don't think it's as easy to go viral on Twitter. And then there's so much crossover as well. I'm sure you've noticed that you see tweets and memes and things like that posted to Instagram. You see TikToks posted to Instagram, everything kind of like gets like accumulated on that channel. So it's kind of difficult. I would say it's a big A/B testing ground and just see what works. But once you kind of get in your flow and you see where you're gaining the engagement, you're gaining traction, you're gaining followers, that's where I would start to put more of my time, because, you know, the results, you know, again, likelihood for positive results are there, as opposed to, okay, I'm going to put all this effort and energy. And I'm sure if you're starting out, you're strapped for time as it is. You know, put your energy into something that has a higher chance of making an impact. That'd be my advice.
Good. And, you know, I just saw Fatia. She was talking about she just got an iPhone for Clubhouse.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
Tim Jordan did, too.
No way.
He didn't have an iPhone. He had to run out, get an iPhone. He'll tell you his story about his burner phone.
maybe Apple and Clubhouse are colluding, Norm. And
who knows?
I mean, now we can just switch this over to a conspiracy theory.
We can start one. There we go.
Exactly.
Kelsey, before we go any further, is there any questions that have come up so far?
Yeah. Before we do that, for the t-shirts, I think we should make a clarification. Is it for US only or is it anyone?
Anyone. We can.
Anyone? Okay.
Yeah, not okay. To anyone.
Perfect.
Oh, no.
All right.
International.
You opened the floodgates.
There we go.
I know. Now, I'm nervous, but also excited. Yes.
All right. Perfect. I know our Beer Nation is always looking to get out of the U.S. only thing. So
they'll be happy with that. I will preface by saying, though, that sometimes the shipping does take longer if you're international, depending on where you're located, but we can do it.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Perfect. So from Fatiha, what do you see Helium 10 doing in future on Clubhouse? That they're not doing now. Do you have any big plans?
I love this. There's been a lot of talk of this, I will say. And what I do love about Helium 10 is our company culture. And it's not, we have ideas from all departments. And one of our affiliate managers was so excited about Clubhouse. He was all about it. His name is Sean. Shout out to Sean. I'm sure many of you know him. But he was so excited about it. He was posting about it over the holidays, things like that. And that really started to catch our attention. Bradley's on it now. We've gotten a lot of questions about this. I know Vince, our PPC expert for ads, he is, I think he's setting up his Clubhouse, but he's going to start getting into more chats. We actually did a poll with him. He does Tacos Tuesday. And we said, like, hey, would you guys want to join, you know, a Clubhouse chat with Vince? So that's in the future. That's in the works. So definitely we're going to have more of our ambassadors, our experts, coming into Clubhouse, starting their own chat, starting their own in the club, you know, get it going, fireside chats, Q&As. And I think it's a really great opportunity to really not only leverage our expertise, but connect with new people, get in the conversation. So, yes, look for that. How about Helium 10 Club? I like it. I hope we get some shirts that say that.
Very good.
Oh, Yeah, I am. Well, hey, girl. I know. I should be more on Clubhouse. I have to say, I was nervous going back about, like, the time suck that we talk about, because I got on it for a while, and I was like, okay, man, I'm not doing anything. I need to go do some work. So that's why I've tried to limit my Clubhouse usage. But all right, just for y'all, I'll get on there.
Yeah, I wonder how people find the time. Like, to the audience, how often are you actually on Clubhouse? Like per hour or per week? Is it like 5 hours a week? Is it 20? I feel like some people are like 40.
I know people that are Paul Barron, you know, yeah. Rich Goldstein. When they got started doing this and they participated, what ended up happening, and this is a great result. I don't know how it's going to go in the future, but they ended up getting a ton of followers. And within your profile, so when you're writing your profile, don't leave it blank. You want to put what you're interested in, so Amazon or e-commerce, and you'll start to get messages that way. But you'll start to get followers. And Kelsey's here right now. So I remember a couple of weeks ago, I went up, I said, what's happening with our Instagram? Why are we getting all these likes? And it's all coming from Clubhouse, because when you're on your Instagram, at least in mine, it goes over to Instagram. So all of a sudden you get all these new people that are following you on Instagram or commenting or building engagement. So there is a plus, but at the end of the day, I'll let Paul do it. It's a lot of time.
You know, something else I've noticed and what I do love about Clubhouse is, and maybe Norm, you've experienced this, I feel like I've connected with people from past, you know, jobs and things like that, or other people I've networked before that I hadn't talked to in years. Because now it's this, like, you're reconnecting. A blogger I worked with like 5 years ago in television, she's the one who invited me. And I was like, I think it reinforces networking and relationships too. So that's exciting. I think that's a cool thing to see.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Are there any other, so we've got all these different things that are happening in all these different social networks, and what I'm talking about, like Instagram stories, reels, just ongoing engagement. Is there anything that a person should just concentrate on, or should you try to get the mixture of the three going?
I would say my best advice, I think TikTok is where it's at. Going back to the, you know, the lower barrier to entry, the opportunity for virality. I think we're only going to see that grow more and more. And I think the creativity behind it is really exciting. I think people get into it. And once you kind of start doing one or two, it becomes, you know, it just evolves from there. So I have look at this. Kelsey loves TikTok. I love it. We'll have to do a duet sometime, Kelsey. And I think that's what's cool too. You can connect with people. And it's just a really fun way. And what I do love about it as well, kind of going back to what Clubhouse is, you know, again, Norm, we get glammed up for these things, you know, hair and makeup all the time.
All the time.
But, you know, aside from the beauty and fashion bloggers, people just kind of go on TikTok in their pajamas and then go viral. So it's like the prep time. There isn't this, you don't need a production office. You don't need a professional camera crew. You don't need all the lighting or anything. And in fact, those are usually the ones that have the most, that resonate the most with audiences. So I think we're just, I don't think that we've seen, again, similar to Clubhouse, I think we're going to see so much more from TikTok. And I think their advertising capabilities are going to be higher in 2021. So I think there's, you want to definitely start jumping on there so that when those opportunities are evolving or released, you're able to jump on the trend.
I have to be completely honest about this. Not that I'm not honest, but that's a pet peeve when people say, oh, I got to be completely honest. So I'm going to scratch that out we're going to edit that out. Anyways, if I am completely honest.
You know, Norm, I know you love Judge Judy.
I love Judge Judy.
I know you love Judy. I believe, and don't quote me, but okay, so my mom's a big fan too, and she often references all of Judaisms.
Yeah.
And I believe Judge Judy had said that before of don't say, you know, oh, well, if I'm being honest, or let me be honest, because then it makes everyone question.
Yeah.
like what you've said before, like, oh, were you not being honest before? So, yeah, I think I agree with you. So I think it's a Judaism, actually.
Maybe, oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. There. That's another.
Top five. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, TikTok is very hard for me to get into. It's just, you know, we've got a few there. We're trying. I mean, I think I got like 2 followers or something like that, but I've got to get into it. That's the one, I think, social media platform that we don't give enough time to. And you're right. I mean, that's the place for to let it explode.
And I, you know, and Norm, look, I mean, I'm in social media. I'm a millennial, so maybe I'm the older generation on TikTok as well. I'm probably using it like a boomer, though, for sure. I think I was overthinking TikTok for my personal use.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start doing a lot more on TikTok with Helium 10 and get our experts involved and things like that. But I feel like for my personal, I was definitely overthinking it. I like was looking too much at like, oh, you know, how should the background look? And, you know, I don't have time to rehearse the Carol Baskin dance. You know, I've got stuff to do. You know, you kind of. But now I've noticed the more organic I am about it.
Connie,
the more...
come and meet Cassandra. Come.
What's happening?
This is Connie. She's coming to say hi. She also gives me my coffee. Lower your head down just a little bit.
I can't.
There.
Hi.
All right. There we go.
I love this. This is what I'm talking about, Norm. Raw and real.
There we go. You know, my coffee. My wife, my coffee.
You're a lucky man, Norm. You're a lucky man.
And my garden gnome.
Not at all. You're living the dream.
There we go.
Put that.
Oh, my gosh. We're going down so many different holes.
You know,
holes.
I feel like we've just done this so many times at this point, Norm, that I don't know. We're just hitting, it just can go any which way now. We're in so many directions. I think that before we were trying to be so structured, and now we're just, I think we're moving and grooving.
You know, and that's what I like, especially because of our relationship, we can talk about social media and go anywhere rather than being that structured. You know, and just like taking questions and just being able to, you know, talk about any social media platform we want. I like it. And, you know, if anybody, by the way, I talked about Clubhouse going live. If anybody wants to come live right now and talk to Cassandra, myself, we're completely open to it. So, you know, please just let Kelsey know that you want to come on and we'll take some questions live.
Yeah. So if you're interested, just message me on Facebook and I will send you the invite link to StreamYard. So make sure you have like a webcam and you're, you know, appropriately dressed. And
I hope you're vetting these people. You know, Kelsey, do you remember like early work from home quarantine days and celebrities were going live on like Instagram and then like people would come on and do like crazy things and they're like, oh, shut that down.
Yeah. I remember what song did they sing? It was like Imagine by John Lennon and celebrities were trying to like uplift people by singing John Lennon.
I don't know that had the impact we were looking for, but it was a for effort.
Yeah. So a lot of people are asking, like, how do you actually use TikTok for business purposes?
Wow, that's great. Let's talk about that.
So this is from Yaro. So how to start with TikTok for an
Amazon
thing.
Here would be, again, my best approach to it. So TikTok is all about trends. You know, people are into challenge trends. They're into dance-off trends. It's all about the trending music, the trending dances, things like that. So what I would do is look at what those trending themes are and see how you can leverage it, you know, change the content to be focused on your brand and what you want to sell or what your goals and objectives are. And then leverage these, you know, viral trends and gear it towards your brand. So, you know, you've seen the It's Tricky. I don't know, Norm, if you've seen It's Tricky challenge, and it's usually two people and then something pops up on one side of the screen and the other. And then they both kind of either go the same way or they go the other way. I mean, you could easily do that if you're selling, you know, kitchen appliances or something. Do like, oh, you know, stay in, take out, you know, that kind of thing. And then use it to leverage what you want to sell. So I think really taking a look at what's trending and then seeing how you can kind of accommodate that to your brand and what would make sense there. What are your thoughts, Kelsey?
So I actually was kind of stunned when I was going through TikTok. So first of all, I think you need to just be on the app. Just maybe every day, just go for a couple minutes every day just to kind of understand the different trends that are happening on TikTok.
That's but how it all starts, Kelsey.
And then exactly. And then it's hours. but there's basically these little trends that happen. Some have been going on since like 2019. Some happen and leave within a couple of months. Like they're in and out very quickly. But there's a couple. There's one, for example, that I think everyone can do. It's Amazon Essentials. So like what my Amazon Essentials for 2021 are part one of Amazon Essentials that you need to know. So I saw a really clever Amazon brand. They use that trend, but they did it themselves. So they just promoted their own product. So they said Amazon Trends part 36, even though it was their first video, but they said part 36 to kind of blend in with the other videos.
That's genius.
And then they just did a review of their own product and they said, oh, we got this off Amazon. It was like a shower tablet. And you're like, wow, this is amazing, blah, blah, blah. And you just got to make sure you use the trend right. So there's like certain music for TikTok.
I was thinking that too.
On different trends that you need to match. Like if you don't have it, then it doesn't match. So there's just a little bit of an understanding that you need to have with it. But
and I think it's pretty, you get it once you're on there more. I think at first you're kind of like, what am I listening to? What's happening? And then the more you go through it, the other ones I do love, and I was telling the team as well at Helium 10, things you never know you needed from Amazon. And I love that. And it's like stuff that you're like, totally, you're like, I never would have thought that was something I needed, but now I need five of them. So.
Yeah. So that's what I was talking about. The things.
Awesome.
So I'm not sure if there's a certain hashtag on it, but if you probably do like hashtag like Amazon Essentials or hashtag Amazon, they should pop up. Some people
What happens even if you want to just do something straightforward, just turn on your camera, start talking about your products, the benefits, or, you know, let's say it's a fitness product. I mean, it might be boring, but would that work?
You could. I mean, again, anything has, I think, the opportunity. I think the chances of going viral and getting more eyes on your product, though, is going to come from what Kelsey was saying, like the themes, the challenges, the music, if you're fitting in with those trending topics, if you will. But yeah, I mean, and I say you can kind of do no wrong. Get started that way. I feel like that's how I started with TikTok, like just kind of getting more familiar with the settings and the camera and what you can do and play around with it. And then as you start to get more in depth with it, you start to learn how to make it work for you.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's a mix between frequency. So TikTok is a place where you can upload 5 videos a day and it's like Twitter. It's totally fine, acceptable. Yep. But yeah, also mixing that in with the trends. So kind of having the balance. About TikTok software, like for trends.
Ooh,
and so Marina, this is from Simon, he mentioned it. And Marina came up with talkboard.com. Have you heard of that before?
I haven't heard of that, but I was actually curious, you know, kind of going back to what Norm and I were talking about, you know, seeing those insights from Clubhouse, seeing those from TikTok. There's a lot of, you know, what's current now for social analytics, social reports and insights. That's not even really an option. You can't even connect your TikTok account. Hmm. So I think that's awesome. Talkboard.com. I'm going to be checking that out.
Very good. Thanks, Marina.
And just one thing left on TikTok. I know I'm kind of jumping in here. But like you said before, people can really overthink TikTok. But there's honestly a video of a person dropping a shoe on a concrete. And it will have 7 million views on it.
Well, how come you can only get me 20?
So again, it's frequency. And if it's like a quirky, weird thing, so like someone said,
a bearded, bald guy.
Yeah. So if we get Norm to do like a simple TikTok video, like every day, 2 or 3 of them and just bang them out over time, those will build up
to 23 views.
No, you got like 500, I think. Like they build up over time and like the frequency. The more you do it, the more traction you get.
All right. So, you know, one of the things I was going to do is scream, like the bearded beard guy screaming out the updates and the acronyms. That would be it. It would be no talking, just screaming very short.
I look forward to that, Norm. Send me the link.
This is why I'm in charge.
See, I'm too much of a yes person. I'm like, sure, give it a try.
Give it a shot. It would work, I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh. I did see a question in there. I know we have, what is it, Norm? I've done straightforward non-physical products. Oh, broad hands. Okay. I did see one in there about if you should hire people. And I think, okay, maybe you're not an on-camera personality. I get that. Again, not everyone can be like you and me, Norm. But I do think looking into, we've talked about influencer marketing in the past. Yep. I think there's also a really great way to connect with people on TikTok, or you could leverage people from Instagram over to TikTok to create content for you. And it would work the same way as if they're creating a post, et cetera. You know, you kind of talk to them about what the expectations are, what you're looking for them to promote. Maybe you gift them some products, just, you know, discuss a rate, things like that, monetary rate, et cetera. And then you can use them to promote your products on TikTok as well. And then you still get that somewhat organic, that UGC feel, that, you know, that organic feel, that content. And it doesn't have to be you, you know, maybe that's just not your, that's not your thing. So I think there's always options. And especially if you're running a product that maybe skews younger, you want that demographic to represent, you know, your product on that channel and that platform.
Okay. So if we take that approach, can we go through a couple of action steps? I'm a new brand. I don't want to be on camera. I want to hire an influencer, either Instagram over to TikTok or on TikTok. What are the action steps that people need to do to get there?
Here's what I would do. Now, if you're not using like an influencer software, we've talked about some of those in the past. So let's just keep going really grassroots. I would actually go to Instagram. I would go on Instagram first. Look at trending hashtags that are relevant to your brand, to what you're looking for, your goals, your aspirations, locations, geotags, and then kind of see who are the top posts. Usually it's going to be, not always, but usually it's going to be a blogger, an influencer. You know, if you have a beauty product, those are going to be the people who are usually trending at the top and most recent posts with top hashtag beauty brands content. Now, from there, you're depending on their amount of followers and things like that. Of course, they're going to have a price range that may be steeper than somebody who has 100 followers. But that's where I would start to just kind of go through. You look at their Instagram. Does this align with your brand? Is this someone you'd want to work with? And I would slide in those DMs, or oftentimes they have an email that you can reach out to, or a website that you can go to talk with them about business opportunities and inquiries. So I would really do the grassroots approach, do some research through Instagram. And then, especially now, a lot of big bloggers, but even people who are just getting started, content creators, Reels is a great way to look for this. Then you can ask them about options moving forward into doing TikTok, what we can work with, how you can leverage your brand, exchanges, things like that, cross promotion, and take it from there. That's kind of my overview approach, but and definitely more grassroots.
And I'm going to go back to the first thing you said, and that's finding trending hashtags. For those that don't know how to find a trending hashtag on Instagram, how do you do that?
You go to your dashboard, you hit tags, and you look up hashtag beauty, hashtag Amazon, hashtag showers, you know, whatever you're kind of looking for. And then the way Instagram will cycle that out, it's every post that has used that tag on their post on Instagram. And then there's going to be two sections. So there's going to be top performers and then most recent. So the top performers are going to be kind of over the lifetime, how many views, interactions, likes, comments this post has gotten. And then there's going to be the most recent. So something that people have posted in the last hour, the last day, the last month, that's what's going to appear on that other section. So it gives you two filter options that you can look for.
Very good. Okay. Any more questions, Kels?
Some people are wanting you to do a couple different things on TikTok that could work.
Suggestions.
Towel drop.
Yeah. Norm doing the towel drop.
I'm not totally sure.
It's a TikTok trend. There's a thing of like someone watching. This is an example for everyone of a TikTok trend that you can do that I could probably do with Lunch with Norm. But if I was working on this laptop here and I have the camera filming it, there would be a little thing that says when I walk in and do a towel drop with Kelsey, and it would be like Norm coming in and filming my reaction to seeing him do the towel drop. And it would just be relevant about the Lunch with Norm podcast. Like, it's,
there we go.
Yeah. There's
I want to see that happen. I think you should make it happen.
I don't want to see that.
I think we should give the people what they want, Kelsey.
Yeah. There we go.
All right. And just a reminder, hashtag Craven Craven for your chance to win Helium 10 t-shirt.
That's so good. I feel that for my personal brand.
All right. And let me see. There is, if you find it, someone to hire. Rad mentioned YouTube shorts.
Oh, yeah. I saw that recently. Yeah. So I think that's definitely piggybacking right off of TikTok, you know, kind of giving those short sound bites. What you want people to take away from your video. I think there is this, we talk about, you know, I mentioned barrier to entry and things like that. YouTube's definitely long form content. You know, that's where you want to, I'm here to sit back. I have a notepad, you know, I want to learn. I'm ready. Versus TikTok is kind of, you know, bite-sized information. Like, tell me this in 60 seconds and I want the answer. So I think YouTube is definitely catching on. And what they're going to do is have those short, you can cut it down to where that is what you can promote and get people, it really will drive back to long form content. So I think it's genius. I'll have to explore it a little more. I posted something on my personal LinkedIn about it recently. So there's definitely some more in-depth reading you can do on it. But I'm looking forward to that coming to fruition and something I hope to leverage soon for Helium 10 as well.
Oh, I never even heard of it. So,
Norm, that's why I'm here.
Exactly.
That's why Rad's here. Thank you, Rad.
Okay. Any other platforms or insights for 2021?
What about Reddit? Having a subreddit. Oh, Reddit.
That's an interesting.
Oh, we had a conversation about this yesterday, Kelsey.
What was this? Is this something that you're interested in getting on?
Oh, we were talking about.
We were talking about GameStop and all that stuff.
Oh, true. Yeah. True.
But yeah. It's a little more difficult because I think to actually start a subreddit, you need to have karma, which is like engagement points on Reddit, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not a Reddit person. I know we do have a Reddit for Helium 10. Barkus Patty, I think, is the man behind that. He's more affluent than I am in it. Yeah, there's a lot. I feel like that's a whole niche and an interesting world that I'm intrigued by. But I don't know if it's my taste of social media. I'll just put it that way. I don't know. I think there's a lot of cool things there, but I think it's a very niche platform, if you will.
Yeah, I would say you can do like guerrilla marketing techniques where you kind of go into a subreddit, whether it's about social media or something, and you can casually drop something about your product or group or something. Like if you go to like Amazon sellers, you could probably go in and be like, oh, I listened to this great podcast, Lunch with Norm. Like if they're asking for like podcast suggestions on this Amazon forum.
One thing that concerns me, my past experience with, you did use Reddit for a company in the past, and they will sniff you out if they feel that you're being too promotional.
Yeah. So you have to be, scary. You can't be so aggressive with it.
That is call out culture right there.
So
you have to be very careful. Yeah, exactly.
But then if you want to start like your own subreddit, that's its own thing too, that you can view like for building a community, like for example, like a Joe Rogan podcast has a Joe Rogan subreddit, and Helium 10 could have a Helium 10 subreddit, which
I think we have. Yeah, Barkus Patty, hit him up, he'll have more information for you. Shout out to Barkus.
And Dr. Kaz, do you recommend getting as much friend as possible to obtain as much exposure for more likes and comments?
I mean, you can never have enough friends, right, Kelsey?
That's right.
No, I mean, that always helps. But I don't even, going back to like a TikTok, I don't have that many followers on TikTok, but I've gotten hundreds of views. And I have more followers on Instagram. And oftentimes it's more difficult to get a certain number of likes or comments and things like that. So I don't think I think certain platforms, it's definitely more make or break. But I would say with TikTok, I don't even think you need to have that many followers to increase your virality or increase your awareness and engagement. Mm-hmm. That would be my insight.
I have I got one last thought, and that's Quora. What do you what are your thoughts on Quora?
What are your thoughts on Quora, Norm? I haven't dived into it enough.
No. So Quora is incredible.
Okay.
What you're basically screening questions, right?
Yeah.
The more you comment, the more engagement you'll get, or the more engagement, you know, people are going to start to follow you. You become the authority. And that's why I love press releases and content, because you right. want to become the authority so people can trust you. Quora is an outlet for that. You have to write responses. You have to be accurate. And if you get voted the best answer, then you're going to get promoted that much more. But especially for brands, you could clean up if you're a brand, or if you're a vacation rental and you're answering questions about Hawaii. You know, it's so broad, and not that many people are really paying that much attention to Quora, and that's with a Q, Q-U-O-R-A.
Yeah.
So it's something we don't do enough of. I used to do a ton of it when I first started my one brand, and we'd be on there all the time just answering questions about soap.
I mean, that's hours of fun right there, Norm.
Hours. For sure.
No, and I agree. I think there's definitely a place for it. I think there's definitely benefits to it. I would say, yes, I haven't really taken the time to deep dive into it or what it can really do, but I trust your opinion and your expertise. So I would agree with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
There we go.
All right. So we have a couple of minutes before you have to leave. So last chance to get into the giveaway. And it's just hashtag Craven Craven.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Okay.
All right. Should I pull it up?
You can pull up the Wheel of Kelsey.
Okay. Chrome tab.
And anybody listening for the first time, they're probably going, Wheel of Kelsey.
Yeah.
What the heck?
We're working on a theme song. Oh, we got Simon too. I'll just add him in quickly. Simon. Okay, so just
all right.
A second.
Look, we're going to be on time.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Kelsey for us. He's like,
all right. So here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Let's do it.
It's even color coordinated now, Cassandra.
I know, with a logo.
I know, you guys. Constantly stepping up your game.
Oh.
Simon!
Simon got it.
So that's one.
Woo! Congratulations, Simon. Let's see who's next.
Oh, Marsha.
Marsha, nice.
Okay, very good.
Timing, yes. So, Kelsey, how does this work? You're going to reach out to them, and then you kind of pass it over to me for...
I'll give you all the information. Cool. So if you won, just send me an email at k@lunchwithnorm.com, and we'll get all that sorted out. So address, phone number, name, shirt size?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. And if they're international, we need an international number for it. Yes, as well. Do the shipping.
All right. Very good. So cool, look at that. 12:55. You had to take off at 12:55.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
About to meet with the team at Helium 10. Definitely, I'll grab some more coffee in between. You know, mine's not as fresh as yours, Norm. I don't get that personal service.
You don't? Oh, man.
Fortunately, I know.
You got to talk to Vince. There, get him to come over and pour you a cup of coffee.
Hey, I should love that.
Thank you again for being on the podcast today. Can't wait till you're on next time as well.
Excited.
Always looking forward to our social media updates and to see you on. Okay, so thank you. I know you got a call. You got to cut out really quick. But again, and thanks for the giveaways.
Yes. Thank you, Norm. I always a pleasure. I always love talking to you, and I look forward to next time.
Perfect. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
See ya. All right, everybody. So thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to the two winners for those Helium 10 shirts. And Kelsey, where are you?
There
you
go. All right. So yes, thank you, Cassandra. That's great to have her on. And if you're still listening and you haven't...
It's rigged.
Yeah. So we're going to start implementing our rule again about if you've won in the past before that you can't be entered again, just so we can get more people. We'll have more, we have more listeners now. So yeah, we just want to make sure everyone wins. So yeah, we'll start doing that next week. It's hard sometimes because it's only US only, and then sometimes it's international, and depending on the prizes, it's hard to figure out. But we're trying to make it fair for everyone. And yeah, so if you haven't already, please join our Beard Nation. It's Amazon, or Lunch with Norm, Amazon FBA and e-commerce collective. That's where you can find all the good stuff. You can have access to our experts. Any questions you have for Norm or me, you can post there. Any funny Lunch with Norm memes you want to make. I'm thinking of even having a little contest with Lunch with Norm memes. If like the best one gets a certain prize or something like that. But we'll have more information on that too. Okay. But yeah.
All right. So once again, about our newsletter, it came out this Monday. If you're interested in getting a bunch of information about e-com or Amazon, the newsletter is all about content. It's all content, and it changes every Monday. So all you have to do is go to Lunch with Norm or normferrar.com and just hit subscribe. So next, or this Friday, we have another returning guest, Brenda Ruby, and she's back on the podcast. If you don't remember Brenda, if you didn't see that, she's the person that put snow lip gloss together, or teeth whitening together. She's got a whole bunch of stuff. And she took it from zero to nine figures. So she's one of our favorite guests, like Cassandra. But we've had a lot of downloads on her last podcast about the branding. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up this Friday. And tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon Eastern Central Time. And thank you, everybody. Thanks for being part of the community. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon. Lunch with them.